And we welcome you back on Regional Radio. Andy Humphrey with you, getting closer and closer to hoop season. And one of the groups getting ready for their upcoming year are the Steelville Cardinals. Their boys basketball team about to start off the 2018-19 campaign. Head coach John Tolley joining us on the line today. Coach, in practice, how have things looked for your group as far as the camaraderie of the team that's returning this year for you?
Well, we return a whole lot this year from last year, so we've been just trying to continue what we got going the last couple of years, and they really fight hard, and they play extremely hard, but they also get along really well. And so we talk a lot about family and building that that kind of community within our team. And so practices have been going pretty well. I'm pretty excited about them.
Yeah, four starters that you returned from last year. Only one graduated senior, even though it was a pretty big one in Garrett Becker, who had started for you a few years. It sure is good to have the guys that know the system and are in practice day in and day out, and not just, you know, just for the last couple weeks here, but have done that for the last few years with your program. Who are some of the key players that you're kind of looking towards early on this season?
Well, we've got, like I said, several, so... we got Garrett Marshall and Tanner Diaz and Trent Bass all returning this year to go along with Josh Ernie and Riley Mabe that all played huge minutes for us last year. And then we've got a newcomer who didn't play last year but would have played a big role in last year's team and will play a big role in this year's team, named Malachi Gray, who has been around and knows the system. So it is really nice, you're right, to have guys come back that know what to expect and know how they have to play, and be able to lead by example and do some of the leading, because if the coach is doing all the leading, you can only go so far. You got to have players lead and bring their buddies with them, and so that's been really key for us.
I'm sure from last year's team you had some young contributors, and now they get another year under their belt. How have you seen the development from some of the guys that you maybe took into the program in the last year or two? How have they really grown in your system and trying to, you know, get into that team and mesh a little bit more?
Well, I'm glad you asked it. We had one last year that played as a freshman and played a pretty big role for us. Chase Cottrell did, and he's back as a sophomore. And so far in the preseason, you know, the summer stuff, and so far in practices, he's looked like a different player. He's just really grown up a lot and looks a lot more comfortable and confident. And that's going to be huge for us going forward. Some of those guys that are growing into it and learning from the guys ahead of them that have been there and done that. It's nice to have that and that kind of leadership and those guys willing to look up to and follow in the footsteps.
And I'm sure a lot of momentum has built up for this year also, with the team going 21-5 last year, getting all the way to the district championship game. I mean, even though you fall a little bit short, five losses on the year for the entire season, that's not too bad, Coach. Is it good momentum for you heading into this year with almost the same group?
Well, you know, you'd like to think so, but every year is a brand new year. We play pretty much a completely different schedule this year. We're excited about that. We got a lot more traveling this year and some different games that we have never had before, so we're excited about that. But we're trying to look at one game at a time is what I try and tell my guys. You can't ever rest on what has happened in the past, and you can't ever look forward to what's going to happen in the future. You've got to focus on the here and now. And so it's nice to have these guys back, but they realize, and I'm trying to make them realize more and more every day, that you've got to focus on the here and now, make yourself better so that we can become better as a unit. And if we'll do that, then we'll be fine.
What do you see early on? I know you haven't played any real games yet, but in your mind, what's the real strength of the team going forward? Is it on offense or defense, or maybe a mixture of both?
I hope it's a mixture of both. I would say right now we've been more of a defensive-minded team, and I hope that's our identity going forward. That's really what we've made an emphasis on, and we're hoping that we can play well enough defense and at least the offense. So I'm hoping our identity is in our defense, and the offense comes from that.
And I'm sure it was an impressive year last year, and I'm sure a great time to be in Steelville last winter as far as basketball is concerned, not only with your success, but with the success that the girls' team had also. Is it kind of getting to that same sort of sense where folks are really excited about this upcoming 2019 campaign?
I would say so. It's a small community, so you hear a whole lot of talking, and I hear a whole lot of stuff going on, and I think everybody's pretty excited. You know, our girls coach, Seth Collins, does a phenomenal job with that girls team. He just does such good work with them, and they had a great year last year, and expecting just amazing things out of them again this year. And so, yeah, there's a sense of excitement around, and we just hope that we can play together and play for each other and lift each other up as we go.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for taking the time today, and good luck this season.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
That's John Talley, head coach of the Steelville Cardinals boys basketball team. They kick off their season this upcoming Tuesday when they go on the road to face Dixon. Back after this on Regional Radio.